Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore misplays the ball. That's an error on Sizemore. Parrish scores. Spear moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. DeJesus moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Fryman now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Expos, 5, Cubs, 5. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground into center field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Sizemore scores. McLaughlin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. McLaughlin scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeJesus moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. Kingman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from foot and he is safe. Scott steals second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Spear, and towards Scott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to third. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Perez reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Ray Burris now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foot strikes out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutter strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-4 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.